It was a bright and sunny morning, but not too hot, and just about every person along the side of the road had an American flag in their hand. They were there to honor groups like the American Legion and the veterans of foreign wars. 66-year-old Sally Roden was at the parade with her children and grandchildren. Roden says that she's been coming for around 40 years.
Well, I've lived in Marietta for a long, long time, and I know folks that are here, and just everything going on. The politicians are here, and the bands, and it's just a la Americana.
But with well over two dozen politicians and only one marching band, people like 60-year-old Diane Steelbeck felt the spirit of the parade was headed in the wrong direction.
But when they get out here and try to take over this parade, I just have to roll my eyes. This is not the place for it. This is something else. This is not what we're supposed to be celebrating.
Both Senator Johnny Isaacson and Congressman Phil Gingrey were in the parade, not to mention a whole host of other people running for judgeships, county clerks, and the like. Politicians aside, there were some crowd favorites making a return appearance, like the men in tacky Hawaiian shirts known as the Backyard Brigade. They wandered down the street doing synchronized routines and dance numbers with their folding lawn chairs. Marietta is now gearing up for their fireworks display, which takes place at sundown. For WABE News, I'm Alec Ragsdale.